Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Middle of the week, rolling through. Got all kinds of crazy articles we're going to be covering here today and a few health topic products that we'll be covering. You guys saw, if you voted, which I hope you guys vote every week. I'm getting a lot of votes on here. The Product of the Week is a great platform I put together years ago. Kind of came up with it on the old site, if you guys don't know. And you go in there and you can vote for whichever products roll into the top five. And you can vote for what you want to see win Product of the Week. So when Product of the Week wins, it goes on sale for a pretty considerable discount, sometimes bigger than others. And you go in there and just click which one. And it looks like the D3, I thought the B-Complex was going to win. B-Complex was actually starting to beat D3 yesterday, and then I brought it up on the show, and then D3 just took off like a landslide.
Well, it's because of what happened to Kyle Busch. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, D3, the macrophage, how it works with keeping your body stronger, and the fact that D3 deficiency is at an all-time high right now in the United States, and it continues to get worse, where they're saying over three-quarters of the population now are deficient in D3.
It's higher than that. 90%.
I agree with you on that. And the problem with it is the issue is there's so many doctors. That was bothering me. So many doctors.
My side of the table.
That was your side. It was that side. You know, it was kind of like, this is your border. And I was this one country that decided I want to take over that part of your country. So I just started bombing your buildings indiscriminately.
You're going to have to wear a much smaller hat.
But the doctors refuse in most cases to test for D3 on standard blood tests.
It's the little hat people.
They don't want D3 up.
Little hat people don't want D3 up.
D3 keeps your immune system strong.
Little hat people choke us all out with fluoride.
And that's why a lot of times...
And they don't take fluoride.
No. And I covered it yesterday on the show. Now the court is sending it back as far as down the hill again to try to get fluoride back in municipal water supplies.
But that's easy to fix. Don't drink tap water if you're having fluoride added to it. This is not a abstract concept. But remember, only two types of processes take fluoride out, distillation and reverse osmosis.
That's right.
That's it.
Regular carbon filters like a Doesn't take it out.
No.
Berkey's are great for survival. That's that. You know, years ago, we had a customer up in New York, and a great customer, great woman, and she was having issues with her thyroid. And I asked her, she was taking supplements, she was eating clean, and I couldn't figure out. So her blood levels were really off. Her thyroid was all off. And I said, what are you drinking up there? She's like, New York. And she goes, well, I drink tap water. But, you know, we use like a Berkey filter. And I said, whoa. The water up there is like...
Great survival filter.
It's a great survival filter. If you want to stay alive and you want to basically function, it's great for that. But as far as trying to pull out fluoride out of the water supply...
Heavy metals doesn't work.
Apparently up there is an enormous amount of fluoride in the water supply. And it was causing a lot of issues. She started using water distillation systems and cleaned all that up. Sure enough, thyroid levels started to come back to baseline.
Well, the reason it happens is fluorine, chlorine, those types of compounds, they actually, the thyroid, because they're halogen, thinks that they're iodine.
Correct.
And it starts absorbing them. So it decreases thyroid function. So if you want to have a healthy thyroid, you can't be drinking the products that have halogens in them. It's unhealthy.
No, you can't. And then on top of that, if
that's chlorine and fluorine, they dump both of those into the water supply.
Yeah.
Now the Berkey filter and a lot of these charcoal filters will take the chlorine out. Or massively reduce it. But distillation takes it all out.
Correct.
And I've come on here before and I've showed you my distiller, and what comes out of it is mind-boggling. The calcium. That builds up in your arteries. That
chunks.
Builds up in your brain. That ends up increasing the risk of atherosclerotic plaquing and Alzheimer's. And you can't absorb those heavy metals like that and heavy minerals like that. You can't eat rock. Calcium carbonate, expected not to get stored in soft tissue. You have all kinds of problems with bone spurs and all kinds of other issues, including calcification of the arterial wall. A lot of that is directly attributable to the type of water that you're drinking. That's why we tell you, don't use fluoride toothpaste. Boom.
Yeah.
That's it. Why do you think we push that all the time? It's not because we're trying to make a dollar on a tube of toothpaste.
Dude, there's no money in toothpaste.
There's no money in
toothpaste.
Zero.
It's because it's one of the most effective ways for them to get fluoride directly in your bloodstream.
It's sublingually.
It's in your mouth for a minute. It's dissolving. It's basically absorbing. There's a reason why the sublingual B12 is such an effective formula. Sublingual B12. You going to take all my B12 again?
I'm going to take a five. No, give me the count.
Just five.
Gosh. I like B12.
That's why, you know, the greater than 1,500 on the blood work's always there on the B12.
It's over 2,000.
And somebody was asking me the other day, and I have this article on the site, on the Health Masters, going over what GMO glyphosate food does. Guys, we wrote this article in 2016. This article is 10 years old.
It was actually older than that.
Was it? We covered it.
No, we updated it.
The research was older than this. No. We updated it. The study was published in Food and Chemical Toxicology that titled Glyphosate Induces Human Breast Cancer Cell Growth Via Estrogen Receptors. The other one.
The reason I know it was because I did a seminar at a church in Lakeland before you got married, which was 13 years ago, and I showed that slide.
Okay.
I remember that.
This went into detail as far as what happened when they gave rats flat-out GMO, Roundup-resistant corn.
Look at the tumors.
They all grew massive tumors. All of them, 100% of them. And this is one of the reasons why we talk about what happens with the gut and the gut rot that occurs when you start eating mass amounts of ultra-processed food that aren't organic and they're loaded with glyphosate. That is single-handedly one of the biggest things you've got to cut out of your diet is the ultra-processed foods. You can't sit there and keep putting the stuff in your body, keep fighting inflammatory
problems. Boy, does it make you gain weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we talked. It's funny. It's so funny. I had a friend of mine call me that used to live down here. He started his own shop up in Tennessee now. He's customizing Jeeps up there, which is great. Love for him. He's doing fantastic. And he sent me a photo yesterday. And he's super lean. And I used to train with him way back in the day. We used to train really heavy. And he still works out a couple days a week, but he's not chubby anymore. He used to always be just big bodybuilder chubby.
What's his name? First name?
But I'm not going to get him on the air right now.
Well, I kind of want to know it was.
Well, we're kind of live, aren't we?
First thing.
Well, so anyways, we are going over details discussion on diet. And he's like, dude, pretty much the only thing I changed, I stopped eating fast food and processed food. That's it. He's like, I don't eat French fries. I don't eat potato chips. I don't eat anything processed anymore. And I was like, really? And I said, that's what I've lived on for years. And he goes, you'd be shocked how fast you start losing body fat when you cut out the soybean oil, the canola oil, the hydrogenated oil, the processed foods, and all basically these simple carbs that are loaded with ultra-processed chemicals. And so that goes back into detail what I've talked to you about because I'm getting emails every single day. And guys, listen to me. I'm trying to answer questions on the show. If you're having issues with your gut, the GHI cleanse and the collagen, this question is popping up. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Probably 10 to 15 times a week I'm getting this email now. I'm having gut problems. I'm having stomach problems. I'm having ear to bowel problems. I'm having weight problems. I'm having bloat problems. Cut out the processed foods. Go on organic chicken and rice and green beans.
It's hard to get organic chicken.
You can get it.
You have to make it yourself at home, though. You won't buy that at a grocery store unless you go to, like, Whole Foods.
You can get it.
But you can get it, but you can make it yourself.
You can even do it if you want. You can do organic ground beef.
Yeah,
It's fattier. You should use less carbohydrates. You use less rice. Go straight ground beef and vegetables. Ground beef and vegetables will have you strong and feeling good. You get all that beef fat in it.
You got to have the vegetables, though.
You got to have the vegetables with it. But cut that out. Run GHI cleanse and collagen. Fast on that for 3 days.
And vitamin C.
Go on a clean diet. You can throw the vitamin C in. Mm-hmm. I got one over here. Mm-hmm. A brand new one. You guys like these? These are strong, by the way. A lot of people don't realize how strong this is. One scoop on here is like 2,600 milligrams of vitamin C.
Take two a day.
That's a lot of vitamin C in one little scoop. And one of the reasons why we put that together is because people wanted to do high-dose vitamin C but didn't want to do the capsules, which we have this in capsules too. We have it both options, whatever you want. But you've got to get your diet under control and have the ultra-processed foods out. But on top of that, you've got to reduce the inflammationary response and detox your body. And that's why the GHI Cleanse has been such a pivotal product in that formula in here. So again, you asked about this. It's on the site. This is 10 years old when we wrote it. It was way before that. We came up with it, with what happens to the body with glyphosate.
You know, it's funny. I actually feel sorry for those rats.
I mean, the rats.
No. I mean, this is animal abuse.
Yeah. I mean, as far as feeding them,
these entities that run the planet that are controlled by the little hat people, they want us to eat this crap.
Well, they want you to look like that. They want you to look like that.
You know, it's funny. I've got a friend of mine. His name's Bob, and he's a pilot.
Yeah.
And he used to fly private jets all over the world. And one time he picked up a guy who was the head of the cabal here in the United States.
Your pilot?
Yeah. I mean, the ones with the little red strings, you know, the Madonna group. The Kabbalists, the Luciferian Kabbalist synagogue.
I've seen people wear those little red bracelets on there.
What's the ward off demons? But listen to it. It's all part of that Kabbalah teaching.
Okay.
Now, here's the interesting part. He told me the guy shows up, has an entire, you know, like, van full of organic food. Won't eat food in the United States.
Really? Puts on a jet.
And no. Couldn't carry the weight.
Couldn't carry the weight?
No, he couldn't do it. And, you know, Bob told him, he says, look, dude, he goes, I can take you or I can take all this food. What do you want me to do? I can't, the plane won't. See, what happens when you do a fly, when you fly, you have to do what's called a weight and balance.
Yep.
You think, why do you have to do all that? Because you have to be able to fly the plane. Let me explain to you why that happens. If you take off in an airplane, right?
Explain to us why that happens.
Well, no, it's important. And let's say all the luggage is packed in the back, okay? And the plane goes up and starts flying like this. It can't level off. It's tail heavy, okay? So that's why you have to have weight and balance. The plane flies level. So if the plane is tail heavy and you basically stall the plane, it rolls over, it drops the tail down, and what happens, you can't recover from the stall or the roll. So you got to have a weight and balance. And Bob said, you know, it's either the food or the people. The guy got unbelievably angry. I don't eat this kind of food. That, you know, I always eat organic. He had his own chef with him, too. That's how much they know it's important to eat the right kind of foods. Kyle Busch died of sepsis. An expert now explains the condition of why it's so deadly.
I saw that.
Now, listen to me. This is basically a blood infection. And this is so odd to me because he had the top doctors in racing taking care of him.
He's a conditioned athlete. He's top tier athlete.
I mean, he was like the most winningest ever guy at the age of 41 in NASCAR. He had a 20-year career that any driver in sport history was, you know, the best. He was the champion in a physically demanding sport. After facing pneumonia in the weeks leading up to his death, Busch developed sepsis. That's odd with pneumonia. An extreme reaction to the immune system, which could have been a cytokine storm more than it was sepsis. It could have filled his lungs with fluid and then got infected into his bloodstream. Sepsis, I didn't know this, also kills 350,000 people in the U.S. every year.
Really? I didn't know it was that high.
One out of every three adults who dies in a hospital had sepsis during their stay.
Whoa.
One out of every three adults, especially among younger people, the onset can be sudden and symptoms hard to recognize, said Dr. Todd Rice, professor of medicine and director of the intensive care unit at Vanderbilt. Dr. Rice has not treated Busch and is not connected to the case. It explains how an illness like pneumonia can cause sepsis and why the condition can be so deadly even for young, healthy people like Busch, who shared two young children with his wife and an 11-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. Pneumonia is one of the top causes of death for older people. That's why in World War I, we had all those people dying of the Spanish flu who developed pneumonia. They didn't die of pneumonia. They died of basically their lungs filled with fluid and they drowned. That's what happened to them when they came down with the Spanish flu. It was pneumonia that killed them. And, you know, why can it turn into sepsis? It's a question we don't know the answer entirely. That's what I told you. It's not clear. But why do some people have this exuberant, over-controlled inflammatory response that affects the body? I'm going to answer that question for you right now. It's the lack of vitamin D3. I've explained this so many times. I guess I could do it again for new listeners. The macrophages, the white blood cells, they have to have D3. There's like two sugar molecules on the bottom that have to flip on. It's like an emergency switch because the body doesn't want the white blood cells running around killing everything. It has to kill infection. It has to kill cancer cells. But it doesn't want to just randomly killing stuff. So what they have to do is when they see something, they target like they're going to hit it with a torpedo, right? And they try to arm the torpedo, but there's nothing there. It can't switch on because D3 is the torpedo key. It's what works to allow the macrophages to turn on. Without D3, they won't activate. So then they set up what's called, you know, set up flare guns. Help, help, help. Those are called cytokines. And then pretty soon other ones show up. They can't help either because they don't have any D3. They set up cytokines. You end up with a cytokine storm, and that's what kills you. Now, quite frankly, this creating a, you know, septic infection with him is kind of interesting how that happened because I can't figure this out, neither can this guy. He comes up with some theories, but he's not sure about it, how it happens. Now, I know that you get pneumonia and your lungs are filled with fluid from a cytokine storm, but how did he get sepsis? There could have been something else that triggered it. There could have been an infection. There could have been a cut. It could have been leaky gut. It could have been a lot of different stuff, and I'm sure they'll try to figure it out with the autopsy. But my condolences to the family of this. That's why we said at the beginning, it's probably 90% of the population is deficient in vitamin D3, and that's what triggers the cytokine storm. So it's so important you take D3 on a regular basis. And if you're over the age of 30, 40, make sure you take the D3 with K2 because that keeps that D3 from bringing calcium into the arteries. That K2 prevents that. It keeps the calcium where it belongs in the bones. What's your next story, Oz?
That's spot on. I had Harris write me an article on this actually last year going into detail. on D3, why it's so important, how D3 can actually help people live longer, how it helps heart health and improves cholesterol, and it's a game changer for cognitive health and overall immune health. This is, it goes into detail on this article, so if you want to read more on it, at healthmasters.com. Go to the articles on health articles up here. You can search them or even in the search bar. We've made it really simplistic. So if you're up here and you're saying, I want to find out about D3, this is really, watch. D3. Boom. Anything involving D3, supplements, kits, specials, all the blogs that we have on the site here, it doesn't get any more simplistic than that. That's nice. So I'm going to follow this again. Camera four.
Our thanks to Michael Barrett again for doing this.
You go. So you can search right here, or you can search at the top. Search bar at the top. I'm going to start over. Healthmasters.com, search bar at the top. Type in D3. That's it. That's all you got to do. I can't make it any easier than that. I still have some people ask me, how do I find this?
Oh, by the way, we've had resounding approval of this new website now that all of you, I love you guys, have decided to use it.
Yeah.
Some of you got really mad we changed websites. I don't want to use that new website.
I tried to explain to everybody. I was like, I'm not doing this to make everybody mad. I'm not doing this for my benefit. I'm doing it to help everybody else and make it more simplistic and easier to use. Same thing we do with this show every day. You know, we try to bring you guys all these updated stories. We try to give you guys the best, you know, setup we can with this show. You know, and you guys are kind of spoiled. I'm going to say this for a second. You guys get an hour live show every single day with no commercials and no ads.
That's equivalent of 3-hour podcast.
I've watched other podcasts. There's just other ones, some of them that I like. They almost always have commercials at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, sometimes every quarter.
Sometimes every 6 minutes.
Yeah, every 15 is the average one that I see. Every quarter, there's like a 5-minute commercial. And so you end up with an hour show that ends up being about 40 minutes. That's average. Some of them less than that. And so we try to bring you guys this with no commercial interruptions, no ads, no blocks, no pop-ups, no nothing on here. For honestly, the reason why, I hate commercials. That's why I got rid of TV a long time ago. That's why I won't pay for all these stupid sites all the time, or as far as streaming ads. There's commercials, I'm not watching it. I'm not subjected to watching commercials.
That's why you need to watch the Brewer Show at brewershow.com. You know.
Yeah.
Don't be good. I mean, I love it when you guys go to YouTube and watch us now, but they're going to...
YouTube. Yeah. But the thing about YouTube is, though, YouTube gives us a broader platform to get it out there.
They are shadow banning us like you cannot believe.
Well, they are doing that. We expected that, though.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
No. We had millions and millions and millions of views that we had done over shows over the years that were completely taken off during COVID. I mean, deleted. You can't get them back. Completely.
That happened to a lot of people. I know.
And they're still shadow banning us. In fact, the Dirty Dozen, the people they claimed were the Dirty Dozen. Yeah. In fact, I can't believe I didn't make the Dirty Dozen. I was kind of insulted by the fact that I wasn't on the Dirty Dozen.
I think it's because we weren't really doing that much.
We weren't doing the video, and we weren't doing YouTube.
The biggest thing was the video stuff on there. But, I mean, we have it on everything. We have Rumble, we have Spotify, Gab, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. We have it on pretty much every single platform you want to get it on.
We have to put YouTube up here now. It's not there right now.
Yeah, I'll tell Michael to throw that up there. YouTube, click. So, or like I said, you can just go to brewershow.com. That's why we put this site together, so nobody could dethrottle us.
I haven't put brewershow.com in there. That plus two with YouTube. Put it to, that's another option.
Brewershow.com's on the YouTube.
The show. As you go back to it, I'll show you.
Look at it.
See right there? It doesn't say brewershow.com.
Because you're on brewershow.com.
I understand that, but you still put it in there so they can link to that and actually subscribe to it that way.
I'll ask him. We're on the brochure.com right now.
You guys understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
If you've randomly fallen into this website going this way, there's a way to be there all the time. It's brochure.com.
Oh, yeah. You can sit up here and get updates.
You got it now.
Put your name, last name, email right at the top up here.
Now, I got a question for you, I'm going to answer the question for you, because this article never answers the question.
Okay.
Why hasn't oil hit $150 yet?
Because they know it'll shut down the entire economy.
No, more than that. It's more than that. This just goes a lot deeper than that. And this morning I was praying about this, and I said, Holy Spirit, kind of show me.
Well, that's one factor, though. If it hits $150 a barrel and we go to $8, $9 a barrel,
that's one of the factors.
Yeah.
And it goes in all these different factors about supply chain interruption, about storage capacity and all that. But there's only one reason that oil hasn't hit $150 a barrel, $200 a barrel. There's only one reason that oil's not $500 a barrel right now. Diesel's not $25 a gallon, because the little hat people have deemed it not so.
Well, yeah.
Now you're all laughing at me. Now let's step through this for a second.
Well,
here's the deal. Okay?
People revolt when they lose everything.
Okay,
if diesel goes to $25 a gallon, that means a dozen of eggs is going to be probably roughly $15, $20 at the store. Okay, because you're going to have a $4,000-$5,000 fuel surcharge on deliveries.
Okay,
that'll happen.
Democrat who called to imprison American scientists in ICE detention centers loses the Texas House race.
Oh,
Democrat said you got to imprison these scientists. The problem is she never said it. She never said this. They misquoted her and put it in all these ads
right before the election.
Okay, and they basically just okay. Now listen to me for a second. Do you understand? Okay, let me go back to this again. Now, let me try to make this so it makes sense. They don't want this type of exposure. A rat doesn't want to be found. A roach wants to run under the refrigerator.
That's true.
Okay? If you know that the Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, with the Balfour Declaration and all the rest of these clouds, decided to create Israel out of Palestine back in the early, in the 1917-18 area to try to get the United States into World War I, and you realize that this is a non-extradition state and it wants to run the world through there, and that the Rothschild banking cartel runs all money supplies through all central banks in most of the world, except for Iran and North Korea. Okay, that's why they're all being controlled through money magic. If you understand that, you start to question the narrative of who's controlling what. The Rothschild banking cartel, the country with the little hat people, they don't want you to look and see what's really going on.
That's true.
That's why the oil's not $200 a barrel.
Because they're shining a big flashlight.
Well, no, because the speculators know that they're controlled by the little hat people. And the speculators could easily have bid this oil up to $500 a gallon.
They could have, especially with the conflict, at least for a short period.
No, they could have. Look what they did with eggs. The eggs went from $3 a dozen to $12 a dozen, organic eggs. They could do anything they want to do with the commodities market. You know, they could do anything. But they've been told not to. They've been told not to bid it up because they don't want to. Because what happens, let's say mom and pop who doesn't believe anything wrong about Israel, okay? They love Israel. They're going to support Israel with all of their money, all of their heart, all of their time, all of their pastors, all the people in the church. It's like I read that letter the other day by this lady who said, I'm going to support Trump no matter what he does, okay? That's how people feel about Israel that are Zionists. That's how people feel about Israel that are basically in Baptist churches that have been preached and given us information in Assemblies of God churches. That's how they feel. So if you say to them suddenly, I'm filling up my diesel pickup truck. My God, it's $600 to fill up a diesel now. Jeez. Oh my gosh, it's $1,200 to fill up diesel. I can't afford to drive anymore. What happened? Oh, Israel decided to attack Iran. Whoa. What that does, that flips a switch. Suddenly it becomes painful to that individual. It's like, why did Israel do this? And then they say, why am I supporting Israel? Why are we giving them hundreds of billions of dollars? Why are we going to war on their behalf? Why are we doing any of this? Well, all of a sudden they start questioning the narrative of why we're doing it. That's why oil's not $200, $300, $500 a barrel. It has nothing to do with
it. They raise the prices just enough to extract as much money as they can without showing their poker hand.
That's right.
Just enough to go, oh my gosh, I can barely, but I can still deal with this. I can still function barely right on the penny, but it's okay. If you go to fill up your pickup truck, your car hauler, for example, you're hauling cars with these diesel trucks, and yeah, it's $600-$700 every tank to fill up on a 38-40 gallon tank. Suddenly, to transport a vehicle out of Texas, it's now $6,000 in diesel fuel back.
Shuts the economy down. This is what
everything
you said.
Stops.
They're not doing it because they can do it.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they don't want you to put a flashlight on them. Listen to me, friends. If you're a supporter and you're a Zionist and you're going to basically, God, I'm going to say something really ugly. I can't talk like that on this show. I try not to talk like that at all. But if you're going to do everything Israel tells you to do, all right, you got to realize something. They control the entire financial system of the world, and they're going to do whatever they want to do. And they're going to go into Gaza. They're going to go into Palestine. They're going to go into Lebanon. They're going to go anywhere they want to just kill people. Syria. Remember how they just attack Syria randomly for no reason whatsoever? Because we've given them permission to do so. Because they have the backing of the United States, the greatest military ever in the history of the world. And so we have given them that ability to do whatever they want to do. They don't want to lose that approval from the American population. They don't want us to go in, if the elections aren't totally hacked, and take every single congressman, every single senator out that's pro-Israel. They don't want that because they need us to continue to promote what their agendas are. And so that's why the oil's not $150, $250, or $500 a barrel, period. There's no other reason why. Because with what's going on in the Middle East, with the Strait of Hormuz shutting down, Austin, there is no cap on oil of what it could be right now.
No, if they want to run it up.
If they want to run it up. But that's why they haven't done it. But that's about, I want to answer that question because this article is written very well. But it talks about all that, everything about what could be the supply lines, et cetera, except for what I talked to you about today. That's the real reason. Because the guys that are behind the curtain, pulling the levers, and the Wizard of Oz, the basically the wizards that are back there, the Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan wizards, they don't want you to see that they're the ones behind the curtain.
Exactly.
That's why
right.
The oil's not $500 a barrel.
This is what I want to cover, too. Speaking of wizards behind the scenes, don't want to be shown the limelight. There's a lot of attorneys now down here in Florida that are starting to sue municipalities for these flock cameras.
I'm glad.
These flock cameras have gotten completely out of control now. I'm going to show you guys two short clips here. These are nuts. I did not even realize to this extent on how open platform this is. Flock cameras are the cameras now that are being tied into an AI data system that are going up everywhere. We even have them here in Auburndale now over by the Lowe's and Walmart at the intersection. They record every car, every tag, every description on every vehicle that goes through the intersection every time, 24 hours a day. I talked to a law enforcement officer months ago, and he kept me having these photos pop up on his computer screen while I was talking to him. You can see his laptop sitting there. And I said, what is that? He keeps having a car pop up. He goes, that's a flock camera. He goes, every single time anything's flagged, registration, license, warrant, anything.
Instant.
Immediately, flock camera grabs it, sends the AI database. It basically correlates it, sends it to every law enforcement officer in the vicinity. And I'm going to show you why this is a problem now, because now you're having people that are having misadded warrants to tags, don't even have warrants, law-abiding citizens. And they're getting pulled over now repeatedly just because it's showing up on the flock camera alert to the law enforcement.
Well, the problem is it could be a tag that was somebody else's tag at one time, and now they picked up the number.
And, that, and then the problem is you can't get out of the flock system.
Well, you know, it's like I've got a new phone number on my alternative cell phone that I use, and it's under somebody else's name. Still.
Yeah.
The number is.
No.
Muhammad. It's Muhammad something, right?
That's the problem with the flock camera. Here's the other issue. There's nobody to contact with flock. You email them. They send it to another bot, to another AI, to another chat box. You can't call them.
But, you know, here's the thing. Here's the reality. With AI, that could be resolved instantly.
That's exactly right.
They deemed it
so.
That's
exactly what I was just about to say. If AI is so smart and so great and so advanced and so fast, which it can be at any time they want it to be, why in the world are we having these issues? And secondly, if these flock cameras are monitoring everybody to this level, how in the world have we not had child trafficking issues drop precipitously now? Why isn't that being used? You're going to shoot billions of dollars in flock cameras monitoring law-abiding citizens for a parking ticket. How do we not have ticket tags that are getting flagged for individuals that are involved in child predator sex crimes?
Well,
hasn't gone down. It's gone up. Child abductions have gone up in 2026, according to the FBI. They've gone up in 2025, according to the FBI. How's that happening?
Because the people who program the AI are part of the child abduction network.
And there you go. And then I'll answer your question here in a minute when I show you this video. This is the first one talking about how flock is being used as a bad tool. Put it this way. I'm going to let you guys watch this.
Every single person who walked on that trail over the last 30 days without using a password.
This guy is exposing a $7 billion surveillance company.
Myself, John Gaines, and Joshua Michael found close to 60 security vulnerabilities within or closely related to Flock Safety's ecosystem. We were able to connect to and completely take control of the ALPR cameras. We could view or modify the footage. We could install malware on them. We could view the hard-coded credentials that led to other places. And there was even one that allowed us to track the real-time GPS location of police vehicles. I published a selfie video, literally pulled from one of the newly deployed flock cameras right down the road, and showcased how easily I was able to access zoomed-in footage of every single person who walked on that trail over the last 30 days without using a password. Some of these findings were reported to flock directly, and some of them are now published and flagged by MITRE, which is part of Homeland Security to manage cybersecurity threats. Some of these are still rated today as high or critical vulnerabilities. Members of U.S. Congress have cited my research in a published letter to the FTC calling for a formal investigation into flock's negligence as a risk to national security. So how did flock respond to all this? CEO himself claimed that flock had never been hacked. I watched flock representatives stand up at city hall meetings just like this one, look people dead in the eyes, and despite evidence verified by MITRE, claim that Flock has never been hacked.
A few minutes later.
Yeah, there are not documented breaches online. There's documented attempts to intrude on a single camera online. I want someone to help me understand, given the evidence that we produced, how anyone would think that signing more contracts with any third-party surveillance vendor would be a good idea without setting up an independent security and ethics audit first.
This is the crazy stuff that we're watching now, is because they're saying that these Flock cameras are here to save and protect everyone, yet they're unbelievably open access. Now, here's the thing. They don't have to be that way. They're setting them up like this on purpose so they can utilize them. And they're saying, oh, they're super fast. They're super smart. They're AI. Then you have videos like this. You'll love this one. This one here.
Earthly zipped out of nowhere and immediately got behind me with the lights flashing.
There was no crime committed.
No, I don't have a warrant.
But Kyle Dosman is getting used to sitting in his car.
I don't think this warrant has been on this car for very long.
And answering questions.
I continually am getting pulled over. I can't really use my truck in any fashion.
Kyle made sure his dash cam was recording yesterday after Cherry Hills Village police officers pulled him over near the same area Saturday.
Hello. Oh, we got you last week.
Yeah.
For the warrant.
I was driving through here yesterday, and I got pulled over again. It was actually by the same officer.
Any more license?
No. Okay. I remember you, man.
Okay.
The Cherry Hills Village police say the Gilpin County Sheriff has a warrant out with Kyle's plate, and it was put on a Flock camera hot list.
Everywhere in the state, every time I pass a camera, they get alerts in their car that I'm in the area.
The Flock cameras did alert to his license plate being associated to a warrant.
Cherry Hills Village Police Chief Jason Lyon says when anyone with a warrant passes one of their Flock cameras, they get an alert. But that Kyle doesn't actually have a warrant.
Nobody should be stopped when there's no legitimate law enforcement purpose for that.
Kyle has called both the Gilpin County Courts and Sheriff's Office to get off the list, but they've told him he needs to know who the warrant is for, which nobody can tell him.
Yeah, all I know is I'm in this system now, and there's really no easy way to get out of the system once you're in it.
So he continues to drive around, fearing when he's going to be stopped for questions again.
I don't know what this guy did to get a warrant, so I don't really know what the police response is going to be.
The chief said Cherry Hills has now taken Kyle off its Flock hot list, but he can't remove Kyle from everyone else's. He believes the issue is because of a zero in Kyle's license plate number, and Colorado license plates have both O's and zeros. And sometimes when law enforcement communicates with the DMV about a warrant, they put in a warrant for both versions, the plate with an O and then the version with a zero as well.
Then he just needs to change his tag.
Is this dude's problem to get it fixed? And, like, what's he supposed to do?
So I just heard back from the Gilpin County Sheriff that somehow this is actually a Colorado State Patrol warrant mismarked through the courts as Gilpin, as this guy keeps calling Gilpin to try to get any information. Gilpin told me they reached out to the court and CSP to get this fixed. I've been on the phone with CSP the last couple of minutes. Got to them late. Not their fault. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. Like he said, why is it this guy's problem to fix it? Now, here's the point that I go into all of this. If this is a legitimate accident, think about what happens if it's not a legitimate accident. And suddenly, I don't know, Facebook is tied into Palantir now, and Palantir deems that you talk about a certain topic you're not supposed to talk about in the Middle East with certain people you're not supposed to talk about, and they suddenly go, well, we're putting them on a Flock hot list now. Every time you go through every license plate reader, it flags your car, and you get pulled over for questioning. You know how quickly this can escalate as far as an intrusion on your First Amendment rights? If they want to make your life miserable for no reason at all? I don't know this guy's background. What if it wasn't an accident? What if AI deemed it so on here? Because the people that control AI, that are controlling Flock and they're based behind that, are the same people that are telling you, if you mention anything on the topic in the Middle East, you're automatically anti-Semitic. What if this is a test run to just see how far they can go in harassing somebody for no reason at all because they don't like your post online?
It's true.
How far does this escalate before everybody goes, we don't need this crap in our stinking town?
Well, what this is, it's complete and total Chinese credit score.
That's exactly right.
That's what this is.
It's a beta test for it to see how it's going to operate in the United States for the First Amendment.
Because what it's going to do is going to force compliance in every area of your life. Okay, you clicked on this post. Whoa, what are you? You said this. Oh, what are you? Oh, by the way, we need to come talk to you.
You're on a flock hot list now.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to make it easy for you. Make sure you're home. We're going to come at 4 a.m. in the morning. We're going to bring CNN with us. Well, that wouldn't happen. It happened to Roger Stone. Yeah. They came to arrest him. So it's crazy. By the way, Booker says that Trump is the most corrupt president in American history. Now, let's start on this. Tuesday on the MS Now's briefing, Senator Cory Booker made an absolute flabbergasting claim that President Donald Trump was the most corrupt president in American history. Booker said what President Trump is doing is moral outrage from his corruption, his crypto schemes, his ballroom, the monuments to his ego, to all the kleptocracy he's doing, and many of the incompetent people he's putting in very important places. Now, it's not just a Democratic thing that he believes that many of us have private conversations with folks that express their disdain or outrage in public. Now, you know what's interesting about this? Now, I will say this to him, and this is the problem that he has with Cory Booker. I mean, he's not making a bunch of lies, but he's making statements. The reality is that so was Biden. Biden was just as corrupt, if not worse. So is Kamala Harris. So was Barack Obama. They're all like this. Every single person they put behind door number one, door number two, door number three is like this. So he's bringing this out. But now we also realize that Trump backed Ken Paxton defeats the incumbent John Cornyn in Texas GOP sets at a runoff. Now think about this. Trump backed Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, decisively defeated John Cornyn, a roughly 20-year Senate incumbent, in Tuesday's Republican U.S. Senate runoff, advancing to face Democrat James Tallarico in November after opening a roughly 25-point lead. Now, this shows that Trump's power as far as putting people in office has not been waned. It has not. He continues to have tremendous, tremendous power with the people out there as far as what he does in order to assure that power. And you know, we read you an article the other day, and I'm going to read this to you again. You know, Roy Cohen, which is this gay attorney up in New York that was best buddies with Trump, he was a big guy who always brought the law and brought lawsuits into play. And it says that Don learned this from Roy Cohen to help instill the character of Donald Trump. Number one, you never apologize. When did you ever hear Donald Trump apologize? I mean, once. When did you ever heard that? You never admit wrongdoing. Number two, you always counterattack and hit back harder. That's what all these people are afraid of. This is why Marjorie Taylor Greene jumped out of the way. She says, I'm not doing this. Number three, use the legal system as a weapon. Number four, manipulate the media. Tell them that basically you're an anti-Semite that's going to put everybody who's a Zionist in the detention camps.
Or put you on a flock hot list.
Right. Number five, use fear as both shield and sword. And six, build a fortress of loyalty and punish disloyalty. Absolutely. Cohen's playbook didn't just work on business rivals and judges. It scaled to con millions of people. Guys, we have to understand what's going on. I've reposted this article yet. Deep Trump, the man who supposedly saved America from the Thucydides trap. But the reality is that what are we involved in here? This is Kabbalist, synagogue of Satan, Luciferian magic is what this is. That's all this is. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And we talked about the laws yesterday of you have to give something to get something back. This is serious now, because right now we do not have a political solution to the problem that we have in the United States. We only have a spiritual one, and that's a belief in Jesus Christ, period. That's it. Because until we understand that Jesus Christ is more important than Israel, got a newsflash for you, okay, that Jesus Christ is more important than anything else on this planet.
Amen to that.
We're not going to get this over with. It's not going to get fixed. What's your next story, Austin?
Hey, you're spot on that. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's so – a lot of Christians now are starting to kind of wake up to a lot of the context of why is it you prioritize one group over another, you make another group that they're more powerful, that they're better, they should be praised, or they should have basically passes on everything they do. As far as I'm concerned, the only one focus, the only one thing you should follow is the commandments of Jesus Christ. That's it. Period. Okay. Stop this fodder where we're going in saying, well, this group is, you know, preferential, so we're going to follow them. Well, that means you're making them your God. There you go. Should be honest with you on that. You mean you're making them your God. You're going in and saying, this group needs to be prioritized over everything, and no matter what, even if they don't follow what Christ said, we still got to follow what they're doing. You know, that's a topic for you to figure out. I'm not going to give you more advice on that one. Also, too, in other news, this is an interesting topic I want to cover here, switching gears. What diet sodas are doing to your brain. I've covered a lot of this with aspartame and sucralose over the years. And it says, diet sodas contain no calories, relying on artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose. The popular choice is someone craving a sweetened beverage, but doesn't want to have the calories. However, new study just came out, found that people who drank more than one diet soda per day were more than four times more likely to develop dementia than those who had one or none. Basically, they went into detail here as each additional diet soda per day was linked to a 39% higher risk. These numbers are bonkers. I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize it was this bad what it does to your brain as far as dementia and increase on it. It says we do not know what ingredients may be driving the association. That's wrong. It's the aspartame and the sucralose, another physician said. The findings are part of a pattern. Beyond individual studies on diet soda, researchers examine artificial sweeteners more broadly and their effects on cognitive health. One study found that low or no calorie sweeteners were associated with significant cognitive decline over 8 years, with long-term effects linked to particular artificial sweeteners. Sweeteners, including basically aspartame and sucralose, are synthetic and are far more potent than regular sugar, meaning that only small amounts are needed to create a sweet taste. However, the unintended outcome: artificial sweeteners disrupt the gut microbe and contribute to glucose intolerance. Because the gut and brain are closely connected, I've been trying to explain that to people for 2 years. Nobody bothers to listen to me on this one. Here's the research now.
I listen to you.
Well, you listen to me. A lot of y'all listen to me. But it's odd to me now when people come up and they say, well, I don't know why I'm having these issues. I'm like, I've told you why you're having these issues. You're drinking 5 diet sodas a day. What do you possibly think is going to happen? It's like somebody that goes, I don't know why my liver's messed up. I drink a bottle of vodka every night, but I can't figure out why I'm having liver problems. Okay, it's really clear. You drink copious amounts of alcohol, you're going to ruin your liver. You drink copious amounts of diet soda, you're going to wreck your gut and your brain. You drink copious amounts of non-diet sodas, you're going to wreck your liver. It's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's not a hard math equation to resolve.
But it's an addiction. It's hard to break sometimes.
No. I understand that. Now, if you have an addiction on something, then you've got to address it. You've got to look at ways to try to figure out whether it's support through family, friends, groups, whatever that addiction may be. I'm not telling you what to do. What I'm telling you is you have to address it as an addiction. This is why you talk to people that go through AA. They say, I'm an alcoholic. They make you say that to address the fact, not that you're speaking something negative, but you're addressing the fact that, hey, I have a problem. I have an issue I need to address. The problem with it is most people that drink diet soda, they don't want to admit it.
I'm going to read this again. This is important.
Okay, yeah.
Can I read this again?
No, yeah. Read it.
However, they may come with unintended effects.
Artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners can disrupt the gut microbiome, especially the stuff that has the chlorine in it. That's
Splenda.
Sucralose. And contribute to glucose intolerance. Now, listen. Because the gut and brain are closely connected through the gut-brain axis, which, by the way, is a scalar field, it is not connected directly by nerves.
There's no nerves.
No, it's a scalar energy field. We're all an energy field, and suddenly you disrupt the gut-brain
axis. It has to do with your living probiotic. The living probiotics that are in your gut connect to the brain through an interface, but they're not connected through nerves. It's really wild.
Well, no, it's part of what we talk about as far as how we're all connected.
And hence why glyphosate and stuff like sucralose, they wreck your gut microbe. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon.
These shifts may induce inflammation, and that means swelling. Now, that's why you're fat. Whoops, I said it. A lot of women get fat. A lot of men get fat because they drink this crap, okay? And they go, I don't know why I'm so fat. I'm bloated. I've gained 25 pounds. It's this. You swell up like a toad you swell up like a toad.
Well, it's inflammation response.
No, it's an inflammation response.
What happens is, let me explain this
to you. And you try to lose weight, you can't.
The body is getting so toxic. It doesn't, so the brain doesn't go, you're drinking diet sodas. I know you're drinking diet sodas, so I'm going to try to do my best to mitigate the effects. The brain goes, I'm getting toxins injected into me right now. I'm going into fight or flight syndrome. I'm raising cortisol. I'm raising norepinephrine. I'm raising all my high-risk hormones, okay? So when you go into that fight or flight mode, like you're out in the middle of the desert for a day or two with no food or water, the body's main purpose and goal is not to burn body fat anymore. It's to survive. It's to increase water retention, increase inflammation, increase cortisol, keep you awake, alert, and try to survive and stay alive out in the wilderness. That's significantly what the effects occur when you put this stuff in your body. So the body goes, I'm not worried about losing body fat. I'm just trying to survive this. Well, you put your body in that state perpetually every single day.
You blow up like a toad.
You blow up like a toad. Water retention, inflammation, body fat retention, everything goes high because your body doesn't want to burn fat. It wants to survive. Continue.
Higher diet associated with vascular risk because you're blowing up like a toad. Your blood pressure is going to go through the roof. Poor blood vessel function can reduce blood flow to the brain. Now you start thinking. Now you're not thinking clearly, which is important for delivering oxygen, nutrients, and supporting normal cognitive function. So now you start getting depressed.
Yep.
Several mechanisms have been proposed, like possible effects on insulin sensitivity. There you go, syndrome X.
Yep.
That's why the berberine works so well. Okay, but you've got to change the food. So basically, I lost you. Right, which may reduce inflammation and brain function. Now, an occasional diet soda is unlikely to have a direct effect on its own, but regular high intake may bring harm. I completely and totally disagree with that. They're buffering this because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
I don't think any amount of methanol is safe. Aspartame components are methanol, basically, which is paint thinner, aspartic acid, and phenylalanine. Aspartic acid in high concentrations causes permanent nerve and brain damages, so does phenylalanine, is a free form of amino acid. And methanol is a neurological poison that cannot be made non-poisonous. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. A little bit of methanol, you know, a little bit of, you know, wood alcohol, it won't be bad for you. Your body can handle it. Why would you want to do that to start with? I can drink a little bit of poison. It's all right. No, it's not all right. So when I see articles like this where they buffer it like that, I can't stand it. I would say, never should you drink diet sodas. A small amount will have a horrible effect on you, period. I got in so much trouble on national radio and TV shows when I'd come in and nail aspartame. I mean, to the point, if you mention aspartame again, we can't put you back on the air. Because the soda companies are advertising here with huge dollars, and we have to keep our advertising money coming in. Guys, brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, blindness, severe depression, all side effects of aspartame. Why would you think that a little bit of poison goes a long way?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, and the same thing goes with sucralose. Sucralose is in everything now and health nutrition. It's bizarre to me. It boggles my mind. It's still in there. Protein powders, pre-workouts, post-workouts, intra-workouts. Everything still uses sucralose. I personally was a heavy sucralose user in my early 20s. Before we had, this is pre-purple sticks. This is pre-everything, Health Master. We didn't have that many supplements back then, and I was in the bodybuilding in my early 20s, and I started using protein powder with sucralose. I started using pre-workout with sucralose. I started using intra-workout with creatine and sucralose. And what happened was, in my opinion, I started to get sucralose toxic. I did. I started having kidney problems.
I started having
gut problems. I started having basically, I would say depression problems, but I didn't feel good. I mean, I was using, like, everything I was using was high sucralose. Yeah, and then I started having issues with pericarditis. So I was using so much caffeine and so much sucralose and not sleeping enough and overexerting my body. The problem with it is, and it says right here, the gut-brain connection is always something to consider. The balance of gut bacteria reducing beneficial species and increasing harmful ones. The imbalance known as dysbiosis influences brain function and mood through inflammatory signals and metabolic byproducts. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon. It is one of those toxic elements known to man. It's almost more toxic than alcohol in some cases. It goes into your body when it mixes with hydrochloric acid, and it breaks off the chlorine atoms. You're dumping in straight chlorine into your digestive tract. When you dump chlorine into your digestive tract, it wipes out everything. Think about if you've ever had a pool.
It's bleach.
It's bleach. You got a pool, right? You got bacteria in the pool. You got green. You got algae in the pool. You go dump a couple jugs of chlorine. Think about it. You got a big pool, 20, 30,000 gallon pool. You go dump a couple gallons of chlorine in there. It's done. Next day, it's shock. It's clear water. It kills everything. What do you think it does when you dump in your digestive tract every single day? And especially when you don't ever give your body the time to go in and heal itself. It's going to start causing enormous connectivity problems with the brain, with the gut, and inflammation issues. And on top of that, Splenda, sucralose, is unbelievably toxic to the kidneys. I mean, it wrecks the kidneys.
I was on an airplane flight to Chicago one time. I got blessed enough to be upgraded to first class. It was
nice.
Fun. Oh, God. You know, I love first class. First class is so much fun. Seinfeld did an episode. I don't promote Seinfeld because he did a really sacrilegious broadcast one time about Jesus. But
the episode was funny with
the
that.
The one we saw about first class was funny as all get out. It really was. And, you know, the lane's stuck in the back. Seinfeld's up front meeting a supermodel.
She's begging for a cookie.
Yeah, then she goes to the back. She screams, they're getting cookies up there, right? It's the cookies. And so that's the one episode. I like that, and I like the soup Nazi. Those two are my favorite episodes. And, you know, but I don't promote Seinfeld. I should have brought him up. I did.
It was funny back in the 90s. Quite frankly, comparative to that show, to today's shows, with all their transgender, perverted, faggotry, just filth on all these shows, is disgusting.
Well, so some guy gets upgraded behind me, and he's a chemist from, I think, University of Chicago. Organic chemistry teacher. Okay. He's an organic chemistry teacher. And I start talking to him. He orders a diet soda on the plane right in front of me. Well, you know what happens. I said, what are you doing, dude? And I start telling him about aspartame. He goes, well, I know about aspartame. And I said, well, what about sucralose? He goes, oh, I don't touch that. Ever.
Really?
He goes, your body can digest a little bit of methanol and not, you won't die from it. He goes, but this sucralose, it's an insecticide.
He's not wrong on that. That's exactly what it's for.
We used to use chlordane dust when I was a kid to kill ant beds. My gosh, you could do a termite treatment with chlordane dust, and you'd never have a termite in the house. Everything, I mean, 50 years later, it was still fine.
Nothing could live
in it. Oh, my gosh. It was great. One time I had a Monte Carlo, and I got ants in it, right? So I said, okay, well, you buy chlordane back then. So I sprinkled chlordane. I was in the garage. I put chlordane around all four tires, right? I thought, okay, they got to get water. They're gonna walk. They don't fly through the air with the greatest of ease like the ant on the flying trapeze. They got to walk down the tire and get out and walk through the chlorine. I mean, within 2 days, I had zero ants in my car. Taught me not to eat in the car, right? But did do that. But the reality was, it just killed everything. Little ant bed dust, and there was nothing that lived through it.
No,
it was the best product ever. But EPA goes, can't have it. But we're gonna give it to you to drink.
It's sucralose.
Yeah,
restructure it. Gosh, what do you think about that? It's crazy. Nothing can live through it.
Ant on the flying trapeze. I have to use that again.
You're supposed to have the wing dance. The wing ants can fly.
The wing ants can fly.
Also, too, in other news, this is funny here. I wanted to cover this article. Where did it go?
You're still laughing at
me. I am laughing about it. Oh, ultra-processed foods linked to weaker bones, higher fracture risk in major study now. This is a big one. The other day, I had a friend of ours, their 3-year-old son ended up breaking his leg. They couldn't even figure out how he did it.
I can tell you how he did it. I guarantee he got vaccinated.
Well, it is also has heavy, heavy, heavy ultra-processed foods all the time.
Has he been vaccinated?
Yes.
It interferes with calcium uptake.
It does. But also, too.
A lot of these kids are diagnosed as having been abused with brittle bones.
Their parents aren't abusing.
Their parents don't even know. It's because the aluminum in those vaccines massively decreases calcium uptake for the formation of the bones. The bones become very, very brittle, almost like rickets.
And then, you think about this, and then you throw in the ultra-processed foods with the glyphosate that are stopping the uptake of nutrients and magnesium.
Is the kid overweight?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And so this is the problem that's happening. I've been hearing about this a lot lately now with young kids. Remember, when kids are young, they're pretty flexible. Joints, bones, they can function. I mean, it's that point in your life when you kind of jump out of trees and jump out of forts. I did it a lot when I was younger. You know, you kind of bounce, you roll. You know, you're
made of cartilage.
Yeah, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, you shouldn't be breaking a lot of bones. It shouldn't be happening unless, you know, something horrific like a car accident. But the problem is now this is becoming a problem, and they studied this in the British Journal of Nutrition. They came back with one of the largest studies ever, and they found that higher consumption of ultra-processed food was associated with lower bone mineral density and significantly elevated risk of fractures. Significantly. Their words, quote, significantly elevated risk of fractures with ultra-processed food intake at a high. This is the reason why I tell everybody this food problem that we're having now, and this is what Robert F. Kennedy's talked about. I don't agree with everything he said, but he's brought this up. He said the health issues we're having in this country are not by accident. They're by what's going and continually being put in the body day in, day out. You know, your body, like you said, you can handle a little bit of toxins. You know, I don't necessarily tell everybody to drink a diet soda like that doctor did, but if you had one on a rare occasion and you're eating clean, your body can probably try to get it out of the system.
Don't do it.
I'm not recommending it. But here's the problem. Nobody's just drinking one diet soda one time a year.
That's right.
I don't know one single person that knows I'm going to drink one diet soda on New Year's Day.
2 liters at a time.
Yeah.
The big gulp.
Yeah, the big gulp's like 64 ounces.
Yeah, like 2 liters.
Yeah.
Half gallon.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink 3 big gulps today. I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. Golly.
And one friend we had went blind in his left eye. And he got fatter and fatter and fatter.
And we're not even talking about the phosphoric acid in the sodas.
At least it's the calcium out of the
bones.
We're
not talking about phosphoric acid. It's a 2 pH. Number 2 is like 2.1.
It'll eat rust off a nail.
It'll eat rust off bolts. We used to do it in motocross. We'd have bolts that get seized on, locks and lugs on there. You throw them in a glass of, you know, soda. I'm not going to put a name brand out there. You know which one. and the cola one. And next day, pull the bolts out. They're brand new. Looks like you just bought them. Brand new. That's how acidic they are, guys. Won't eat the iron and the steel. Won't eat the steel, but it'll pull all the corrosion off all the rust.
Eat the rust, yep.
Yeah. So, again, another reason, you've got to look at your diet. And please, by all means, be involved with your children's diet. They're not always going to eat perfect. They're going to go to their friends' houses. They're going to eat ice cream. I get that. But just don't keep bringing it in your house. That's what the easiest things do. Yes. Keep it in the house.
Oh, by the way, have you ever noticed how some people walk? They kind of walk funny.
Like real gay?
I didn't say. Why did he say that? I didn't say gay.
I don't know what you're going for. I wasn't sure where you're going. Yeah. I've seen people walk really gay before.
I'm talking about.
Are you like limp?
No, here's the thing.
I walk kind of funny with my
ankle. Well, no, they throw one foot out, they throw another foot out, they turn this backwards, they turn that backwards, and pretty soon they're walking with real short steps.
I've seen that.
All of a sudden they got knee problems, they got hip problems, they got back problems.
You gotta stay flexible, you gotta stay limber.
Ah, now, there's an article here that says simple changes the way you walk can really help relieve joint pain. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Now, also remember, it's how you stretch. Lean against the wall at about a 30-degree angle and do toe raises.
Yeah.
It'll really stretch out the Achilles tendon and do about 200 of those a day if you're having issues with your ankles or your knees, and then do the best you can as far as stretching. You've got to stretch as you get older, or otherwise you turn into like Don Knotts used to do with the little old man walk, and every step's about 3 inches.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
No, and they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
They've stopped stretching. Their whole body's seized up. Don't allow that. Continue to stretch all the time. People neglect that. I stretch every single day. So, 6 days a week when I work out. And my knees do great. My hips do great. Everything is great. And if I don't do it, I start having knee issues.
Yeah.
You think, well, you're admitting to knee issues? Well, it's because it starts to seize up. Because I spend a lot of times in an Ekranis chair every day doing research. But I have to work out and I have to make sure that I exercise 6 days a week to make sure that that compensates for me sitting. And a lot of you are the same way. You sit all day. You're a truck driver. You sit all day. You're in an office chair all day. You're not getting out. You're not stretching. So when you do work out at night, which you should be doing no matter how tired you are, it doesn't make any difference, at least do something and make sure you stretch every single day, Austin.
Now, you're spot on with that. If you want to throw the collagen, that's a great product. Well, no, I'm being serious.
No, it is. I take it every day.
To keep the joint health. And this is another one I'm going to add on here. I'm plugging this for the sole purpose of I constantly – I'm getting emails, and I love responding to emails the best I can, but sometimes they become monotonous because people ask me the exact same question. Austin, I'm trying to get my health better. What's the base product I should start on?
Powder Multiple.
It's the same answer every single time on the same emails, and I don't mind doing it, but if you're watching the show, before you even want to go crazy with all the other products we have and specific things, the Ultimate Multiple Powder, that's called your baseline. That's your base. That puts you at your base. That's your solitude of fortress.
If you only have $75 to spend, this is the product.
Fortress of solitude. This is your base. This is where you start at. The reason why it works so well is because we throw everything in it. And it's a good place to start and get your levels up. There's a reason why you scroll down and go to the customer reviews with 5 stars. It just continually over and 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 over again, everybody keeps talking about how amazing the product is.
You take this on a stomach with a little bit of food, even on an empty stomach and a glass of water, and you drink it, you're going to feel it within 30 minutes.
When you first try it, take it with food. Because a lot of people, in my opinion, their guts are so trashed out.
At least eat an egg with it.
They take this, and they don't know what to do with themselves. It hits them so fast. I mean, I had one guy ask me, he goes, "You guys put caffeine in this?" I said, "Absolutely not." So you want that drink, the purple sticks. That's green tea extract. So there's no caffeine. He's like, "Dude, I take this, Phil, can drink a cup of coffee." I said, "You know why?" He said, "Why?" I said, "Because your body's getting all the nutrients it needs in one gigantic shot. Your body's actually getting fed the raw ingredients."
Review, Halo and Wings.
It's like Red Bull without the toxic elements.
You nailed it with this product, the Ultimate Mold Powder. Now is the time to write a review for a few years of my usage. 5-star rating, hands down. Thanks, Ted Brower, Austin Brower. Each day after taking my powder, I take on wings, off to the gym, smiling. No jab either, lifelong, no drugs. Oh, I like these people.
No drugs, no alcohol, smoking, no eating junk foods, farmers markets, raw goat's milk, gardening, cooking, and eating at home. This is amazing. I'm over 30 years
70
young.
70 years young. Over 70 years young.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like me. People say to me, "You're not that age." And I'm like,
That sounds about like your lifestyle, though, quite frankly. No junk food, no alcohol. Just me. Yeah.
Oh, here's another part of my lifestyle you got to keep. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life.
There you go.
Because we really are only here for a really short period of time, and we can do the best we can to maintain our youth, but youth is kind of fleeting because time catches up to everybody. And what you got to do is just take care of yourself and make the last third of your life as productive as the first two thirds. You can do that with the right supplements and the right intake. If you don't eat right, if you don't eat clean, you're going to find yourself not where you want to be for the rest of your life. Exactly. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. I love you guys. Also, we got a few seconds left. What are you going to say?
Check it out. Prostate Support will be changing over to D3 as product of the week later on this afternoon.
You better get prostate support. I take that every day.
Great product. Fantastic. Check out the D3 later on this afternoon. If you need anything, call us, healthmasters.com. I appreciate you guys. Have a great night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
And by the way, thank you so much for your support. If you weren't taking care of us, we couldn't be here taking care of you. I love you guys, and thanks for your prayers.